It is time for another episode of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, intrepid, adventurous, roving, rambling reporter. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Oh boy. Actually, it's kind of quiet because it's summertime, but we still have things going on. And Mike, we talked last week, remember, about you going by the Holly Place and no activity?
I do, I
And
do. And I hear
did
there's
you
a
find
reason
out
for that.
there is a reason for that? The it This poor housing development. First, it was well. This let's explain. It's a 10-unit, 12-unit apartment house that is going up at Holly Place, which is right on Route 44 near the center of Lakeville, and it passed everything planning and zoning wise, and then it went to. It was there was a lawsuit, so that prolonged it until that got settled. They started and work, and Mike kept saying, the last few weeks, I don't understand why there's stoppage. Well, now we know. They have found oil contaminated soil in while they were digging, and so while it's not a terrible, they feel it can be. Remediated, it still halted the project. So,
Yes, well, essentially with the fuel oil, we've seen this before. I don't know if you remember down in Lime Rock, the gentleman who was involved, and I'm not going to think of his name right off the moment, but he had a leaky fuel oil tank and they took it all out in this huge dig because you have to go far enough out to ensure people there's no more contamination. And at that time, there were state funds available, but he was right on the edge of that. And so the state wouldn't help. And that sat there for years and years and years like that because the cost of the remediation on this stuff can be pretty astronomical. So how far, how deep that goes is what's going to determine that. And I guess we'll see because what they say, I think Patrick said in his article that this was discovered back in June. And we're almost to August, so well, I guess we'll see. I haven't seen any activity on the lot at all, so
Nothing, huh? Yeah.
nothing. It's so I
Yeah.
don't know whether they got testing coming in, but you know, and Lord knows where is it coming from? Is there a tank that was left there years ago? That's a possibility underneath that building,
Or is it
that
coming
used to be
from,
there, or is it coming from some other place?
some
And
other place, right?
this
Yeah.
could get tricky, so that's the last thing
These
you
are
want to run into.
always, yeah, I'm sure this is not making the is it the Salisbury
Salisbury Housing
Housing Trust
Commission, I think, has
Commission? This
this
is the
one. I'm pretty
commission,
sure
not
it's the commission on this one. Or
that's
it
always
could,
a confusing too. There's several housing
they have three different
entities,
ones in Salisbury, three different ones,
three
and
different ones, yeah.
one owns the land but sells you the house. The other one takes care of the whole thing, and the other one is kind of like the same. So
I
it's
think,
either
yeah,
the
one
housing,
oversees it all, I believe.
kind of oversees it in a loose way, if you will, but
So, okay.
nonetheless, the idea that you run into this at a job site, a building site, is not good news. So,
No. So,
there was,
and wait, I just
it's
have a question. There was no way this was just like there was no way to determine nothing was done prior to, no, they
or
did, they
yeah.
tested, but you just it I guess came about without, when they went deeper. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know what kind of testing was done. There's an allusion to some having been done. You'd only find this down in, well, depending upon how deep, and we can't really say because there wasn't a lot of detail in what was written about it. And, I'm not trying to slap anybody in the head, but, we don't really know how deep down it was at the time. The hole itself is not that deep at this point. And I don't know when they started smelling the fuel oil. But as deep as they are, you're going to have to figure probably another double the depth or better, and how far out you have to go. It's hard to say
There
because we
any
have no idea
timeline
where
for
this has come from or, what until they find a source and
Yeah,
remediate it. I just don't, this is, it's just not a good thing to have happen, especially not on a lot that's like a postage stamp that those people have been trying to work on with tight fencing around, and I'm sure that had something to do with lawsuits and whatnot. But now that you've got that in there, Lord knows, but it's something we're going to have to wait out until the environmental people come in and start looking at it in a serious way. And I think
So
you'll see.
is there a timeline for that? I didn't see the
No,
article,
there's no
but
timeline.
no,
No,
Jocelyn.
they intended to have the project done by 2027. I don't know whether that was spring or summer, but don't look for
No,
that
timeline
deadline
for
to be met.
environmentalists.
No, I don't know.
No, they
Okay.
need, according to Jocelyn Ayer, who's a spokesman for the commission, they as soon as they found out, they hired an environmental consultant, and Salisbury's environmental consultant is also on the scene, said it's not hazardous, but that's and it's not unusual to discover contamination when digging up a historic site. And let me correct myself, there are 14 unit apartments proposed for this. According to Patrick's article, it's on 0.31 acres. And oh, okay, it did say the Housing Commission did conduct a phase one environmental site assessment before it closed on the funding for the project and saw no environmental concerns were identified at that time. So these things, you don't know until you
Yeah.
get going on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's, you'll know that they're getting ready to remediate once they start digging. And how much they dig, again, it may not be that hazardous as some people want. Sometimes people are saying to kind of keep it down, but nonetheless, it has to be cleared out and they have to go down until they can't detect any more of the fuel oil. And hopefully, they somehow determine where it's coming from or came from. See, this is a whole big question there because you've got so many buildings right there. And you've
Yeah.
had so much in the past that's set there, it's difficult to say anything as to, why it's there because it's set there as a park for what, since the 1980s,
Long time. Yeah.
somewhere in the 80s. And so this has been, I don't know. See, I'm having trouble with this in my mind that it would sit there and they're not that deep down when they're smelling it. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what the final assessment is. But nonetheless,
Well,
it certainly put the brakes on the project.
yeah,
Yeah.
because you know me and my view of life, which is if you're having trouble making this work in your mind, there's probably something else that's missing or that you don't know. One doesn't know. So,
Okay.
what
All
else
right.
is going on,
So
Ruth?
much for fuel oil. Yep.
Yeah, okay. I was not able to get to the clam bake this year, which I always do. I'm hoping it was a success. That's the fundraiser for Jane Lloyd. And it brings out hundreds of people at Satre Hill. And I'm hoping to hear good things about that. And I'm sure I will. Looking ahead, this weekend is the big weekend in Sharon for books. We have the book signing event at the Hotchkiss Library. Loads of really interesting authors coming under the tent. That's Friday night. And then they're having dinners, and for local people host dinners for the authors. And then there's a cooking part of this on Saturday. So the weekend is really focus there. Lots of, and if you haven't been to one of these book signings and you're a reader, this is the place to be because you get to talk to authors one on one. And some of these authors are really, most of them are top notch. And one of the interesting ones this year is a local gal. Well, she was born here, the daughter of Cicely and Dr. Hayak, Joseph Hayak. Her name is Matilda Ross. She wrote a book about thriving, how to thrive in college, speaking about mental health. She works at Boston University and in the counseling department. She's a psychologist, and I had a nice chat with her, and it's very interesting. But so Those who knew her growing up, I'm sure, would like to come and meet her, along with all the other authors. And Marshall and Jill and I used to hang out there years ago. It was always kind of fun. It's a really great event, and it's amazing of the people who come to Sharon for that. I don't know, I haven't heard whether they're having the arts and crafts sale on the green. Do you know, Mike?
I don't have anything in my
Okay.
windows here that
Yeah, I
indicates
mean,
that.
I haven't heard. That's usually put on by the Park and Rec of Sharon, but
And given the changes in the Park and Rec, we just literally don't
yeah,
know.
don't know. So, sorry to be so questionable, but I just haven't heard, and I haven't seen any publicity. So, we'll just have to see if things start popping up on the green.
Well, by that time, they're probably going to be working on this road out here. They should be getting close to getting ready to dig this all up.
Oh, yes, that's coming,
You know
huh?
that
Yes,
it was
the
de rigueur
repaving.
to carve up just before in the city the Thanksgiving Day parade the road that the street that the parade went down. So it's only following in the path, let's just say, of the how you organize. I always wanted to be the person who organized the traffic patterns and the road work and transportation because it's always seemed a little bit dodgy to me.
There is nobody that coordinates all of this. The state does one thing, a water company, a power company does another thing. Well, as many
Oh,
times as I've seen it,
some of it.
there can't be a central person that says, "Hey, wait a minute." So they all do their
No.
own thing. But
That would be too sensible. Oh no,
yeah.
wait. They're having a bunch of people in Sharon this weekend. Maybe not. But that's
Now,
okay.
on the other side of things, Ruth, kind of outside of your territory, they're having a big weekend out in Norfolk this weekend too.
Oh
It's
yeah,
their
yes.
summer event, and that is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. And they have a
Yeah, all
website that,
kinds of things going on there. Yeah.
yeah, there's 3 days worth of so many activities that you'll never see them all in the course of time being there. But it's worthy of paying a visit. Let's hope that they have, Jane Lloyd Fund, they had a great weekend weather-wise,
Yeah,
sure they had to.
probably.
And that's unusual right now in our current weather patterns is to have a
Yeah,
clean weekend. So
that is true.
I
Yeah.
hope it's going to hold for both of these events so that they can continue, because Norfolk does both a summer and a winter one.
And that's a
How long?
biggie. Yeah, lots
That's a
of.
biggie.
What
Yeah.
year is this for summer? Because winter came after. They started summer. It's been going on for a while. It's absolutely been going on for a while. The winter, the summer weekend in Norfolk.
Yeah,
I think
this is
you
their
have.
11th year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a while.
Now, when you talk about the roads being, there was talk in Sharon about the new sidewalks coinciding with that. Is that, I don't know.
I don't really know. That's and that falls back to the thing of seeing the way this happens so many times. It's hard to believe that there's some kind of a center core out there that goes to all of the organizations. Kind of like a dig or yeah. What am I looking for? The people that come out and map out where things are before. Call before
Call
you
before
dig.
you
That's
dig.
what I was looking for. My God. Call before you dig. They'll come out and they'll find power lines and sewer lines and all this stuff, as long as they have records of it. But when it comes to these paving, how many times have we seen roads be paved over and then 2 weeks later, somebody from another
Yeah.
company or thing comes along and digs a hole in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know, because
exactly what I was talking
they
about.
started putting up the signs on this back in late March, early April, and
Oh.
they've come through and they've changed all the runoff, the catch basin caps, and they've done several diggings across and redone some pipes and things. And this has all been the state that I've seen so far. But when exactly it's going to go for paving, it's anybody's guess, but normally it happens at some point when there's some big event going on. That seems to be the case by coincidence.
And speaking of paving, we have a big paving thing going on here in Kent at the school. They've re redoing all the parking lots and sidewalks. And if you're down on Judd Avenue, you certainly would see all the work going on. There's a portion of the road being redone, and it's a big project. And again, timeline, because you got to get it done before school starts. So they're working away, I understand, even on Saturday sometime. And then there's the sidewalk project coming to Kent, I think this coming month, phase two. You know, we had a big sidewalk project that was done along Main Street and some of the perpendicular streets there. And now they're going to finish it up with, they're actually coming right by our house here with, we don't have a sidewalk and we will have one here on Lane Street when they're done, but they're putting more out down on Route 7 South to make it more walkable. You know, we have South Common housing development down there. So just trying to make the town more walkable, which it already is. We do get tons of people down here who walk the streets because it's a flat, easy walk and good sidewalks. And now this is going to be even better.
Yeah, that's what I'm
So,
gonna say. You're downtown, nice, flat, easy to walk. Lots of stuff down there too. I mean, you're for a small town, you have a sizable downtown area compared to the
yes,
others.
much
North
more.
Canaan may come close on the other side, Millerton probably on the other side, but the rest of the towns don't have
Don't have
downtowns
that. No,
near
no.
like the one that you have. And it's
And that's why on a weekend you can't find a place to park. We're
Yeah, you're kind of
packed
like
here.
Millerton is. That's Millerton. Hell, you can't hardly drive through Millerton on a weekend.
It's so true. The landscape is so interesting. I mean, you don't see anybody in Lakeville or, I shouldn't say anyone, but
Well.
fewer cars. And Salisbury, you've got Le Bon's off the main drag there.
Yeah.
So interesting. And the other towns too.
And
And of course,
Cornwall, I'm not.
Cornwall, you've got
I'm not sure where
three places,
downtown
but
is there.
right. Cornwall.
There may be
Very interesting
somebody
coming
from
up.
Cornwall can come and tell us, where downtown is.
Do we have anything coming up?
Very interesting.
Do we have anything
I
coming up?
don't, except as I say, the book signing coming up. So that's where I'm focused on. So
Yeah, there's goodies
it's
all
the
over the
we're
place.
starting the doldrums of August. Yeah, but
The
there'll be things happening.
early part, you've got some family fun things going on in some of the neighboring states as well. But yeah, towards the
There is isn't there a part two Railroad Days coming?
yeah, Railroad Days is coming up. Not this coming. It's coming out. Wait a minute. Let me pull over so I don't mess this up. That is August 6th to August 9th for Railroad Days. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to Jen
Okay,
later this week about that. And so they got through their first phase, which was the summer nights, and they ended up doing pretty well, even though Saturday night the Mother Nature was not very nice
Yeah, that
that
turnaround to Sunday
Saturday.
worked out okay. And on the eighth of August, there's the Taste of Cornwall. They have a big food thing. You come out to the green and taste the food from Cornwall, and that
There
draws a
you
big
go.
crowd as well. So,
There you go. Yeah, no, there's lots of little things, and I think
yeah.
it's really the last couple of whenever school is starting, probably push back 2 weeks from that when people kind of lay back and they do their vacations or whatever before they have to be back into the routine of school and the hours that you deal with there. So,
School
well, de
starts the 25th, I believe.
depend yeah, depends on where you are in this area. That's one thing I know. Other
I'm
areas.
just
In some
one.
places, I know out in the Midwest, there are places where the kids are getting ready to go back to school in early August, believe it or
Kids
not.
are going to
Oh, down
in
south.
LA 15th of August. It just happens. And I
Yeah.
had friends in Florida years and years ago, and they started around the 10th, but of August.
Yeah, I'm
Also, New York
talking
State
the
schools.
south.
Well, they get out much earlier and they start much earlier. I think we should make note, though, that early voting is starting for the primaries.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the primary's on August
There are
11th. Yeah,
primaries
so.
on August 11th. And the one here is for governor, for Ned
Yeah,
Lamont
on the
versus
Democrat side, but also you
Dyke.
guys are in Congressional District 5, and there is a primary on the Republican side for that challenge to Congresswoman Hayes. She's got her nomination, but the Republicans haven't made a choice yet. They have two candidates on the ballot. So that'll be the sixth, as you, not the sixth. August 3rd is the early voting start, I believe. So,
It's
and then
starting on, I know,
August 11th is the actual voting day.
the actual primary.
and they
So,
never and we never sorted out the early. A couple weeks ago, maybe longer, one of you mentioned something about early voting, that it stays. So,
yeah, it's
okay.
still on. Yeah, they haven't gotten rid of early
Yeah,
voting.
yeah.
They're doing
They
some
do like the
alterations to absentee
$1,000
ballot.
vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
So,
did the absentee ballots. No excuse. Yeah,
yep,
you
no
don't.
excuse. So,
Yeah.
and that, in my opinion, should lead to the termination of early voting, but that's just an opinion. And based on that, folks, we have gone past our timeline once again. And we thank you, Ruth, for coming to talk with us every Tuesday morning. And Jill, your turn.
All righty. Once again, endorsing Mike. Thank you, Ruth. Epstein, this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous, intrepid, you pick your favorite synonym reporter on Robin Hood Radio.